I just got Sandy FEI and I'm getting progress notes from Pearl of Crystal Lake Nursing Home in Crystal Lake, and the date is December 22nd, 2025. First one is history and physical on Sandra, S-A-U-N-D-R-A, last name is Losacco, L-O-S-A-C-C-O, in brackets, date of birth, 6-26-1943. This is 82-year-old female from assisted living facility who was admitted here from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She fell, had a sacral fracture and lumbar vertebral fracture, and had Foley catheter for urinary retention. He denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. She would like Foley catheter to be taken out because she doesn't like it. Past medical history is significant for Parkinson's disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, anxiety, depression. Family history is non-contributory, social history, denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness, physical exam, vision is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable, AG, anti-head is atomatic, normal, cephalic, pupils are equidistant light, couple no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, ferret entry, no added sounds, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pedal edema, CNS, no gross, sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, fall leading to sacral and second lumbar vertebral fracture, comma hypertension, comma anxiety and depression, comma hyperlipidemia, comma urinary retention, comma Parkinson's disease. Plan same, patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. Significant amount of time was spent doing admission, including reviewing hospital records, comma reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. Will do bladder training and then possibly Foley catheter can come out. She is denying any pain at this time. She is eating and drinking okay. Next history and physical is on David, D-A-V-I-D, DeBerry, D-E-B-E-R-R-Y, in brackets, date of birth, 9-4-1945. This is 80-year-old male who was admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. He fell and had right hip pain, and he did not require any surgery. He denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, osteoarthritis. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable, AT, head is atomatic, normal, cephalic, pupils are equidistant, light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, ferret entry, no added sounds, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pedal edema, CNS, no gross, sensory or motor deficit is noted, labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan. Hypertension, comma NIDDM, comma hyperlipidemia, comma fall, comma right hip osteoarthritis. Plan same. Patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. Significant amount of time was spent doing admission, including reviewing old medical records and reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. He is taking pain medications. He will be seeing the specialist for follow-up soon. He has good range of motion. He is working with physical therapy. Next, history and physical is on William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, last name is Karcher, K-A-R-C-H-E-R, in brackets, date of birth, 2-6-1946. This is 79-year-old male who was admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. He fell. He had influenza and pneumonia. He is feeling very weak. He denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Past medical history is significant for Crohn's disease, hypertension, dementia, hyperlipidemia, anemia. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications, as per attached list. Review systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 2, hemodynamically stable. HENT head is atomic normal, spheric pupils are equiracted, light, neck is upon no JVD, heart has 1S2, is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, fair entry, no added sounds. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, moving all the extremities, detailed exam is not possible. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan. Fall, comma, influenza, comma, pneumonia, comma, atrial fibrillation, comma, Alzheimer's dementia, comma, hypertension, comma, obstructive sleep apnea. Plan same, patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. Significant amount of time was spent during admission, including reviewing old medical records, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. We'll check his PTINR, his pain is controlled, he is not short of breath, he is hemodynamically stable. We'll continue to monitor him closely. Next history and physical is on David, D-A-V-I-D, last name is Loftis, L-O-F-T-I-S, in brackets, date of birth, 1/26/1946. This is 79-year-old male who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. He had another round of chemotherapy at Northwestern University Hospital, and now he's transferred here. He is doing significantly better, except his daughter is concerned that he might be having some hallucinations now, and he might be having some UTI again, which has happened in the past. His daughter is at bedside. Denies any history of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Past medical history is significant for CNS lymphoma, comma, anemia, comma, anxiety, comma, obstructive sleep apnea, comma, dementia. Plan same. Patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. He had pulled his PICC line out and the new one has been replaced. Significant amount of time was spent during admission, including reviewing old medical records, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. We'll do UA to rule out urinary tract infection. He is eating and drinking well. He did work with physical therapy already today. Next is progress note on Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, last name is Haske, H-A-S-K-E, in brackets, date of birth, 9/11/1943, S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment plan. Hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, dyspepsia, comma, anemia. And same, patient is doing okay. He's eating well. He's working with therapy. Next one is Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Last name is Dernek, D-R-N-E-K. In brackets, date of birth, 9/29/1962. S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment and plan. Mobility dysfunction, comma, obesity, comma, hypertension, comma, anxiety, comma, osteoarthritis. Plan same, patient is slowly getting better with physical therapy, encouraged her to lose some weight, otherwise she is comfortable. Next one is Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, last name is O'Connell, O-C-O-N-N-E-L-L, in brackets, date of birth, 8/28/1937, that same, ROS, same, O, same, assessment plan. osteoarthritis, Alzheimer's, dementia, dyspepsia, hypertension. And the same patient is comfortable. His pain is controlled. Sometimes he is on supplemental oxygen. We'll continue to watch him closely. Next one is John, J-O-A-N, last name is Huck, H-U-K, I'm sorry, H-U-Q, in brackets, date of birth, 5/13/1954. That same ROS, same O, same assessment plan. Anemia, generalized weakness, ADHD, dyspepsia. Plan same. Patient's husband is at bedside. Encourage her to eat and drink more. Otherwise, she feels better. Next one is Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N. Last name is Heterman, H-E-T-T-E-R-M-A-N-N. In brackets, date of birth, 2/1/1946. Same ROS, same O, same assessment plan. Hypertension, osteoarthritis, dyspepsia, Alzheimer's dementia. Plan same. Patient is complaining of knee pain. We'll give her Tylenol as needed. She is eating and drinking okay. Next one is Linda, L-I-N-D-A. Last name is Mohiser, M-O-H-E-I-S-E-R. In brackets, date of birth, 10/23/1948. That same ROS, same O, same assessment and plan. Right leg, knee, osteoarthritis, femur fracture, anxiety, osteoarthritis, dyspepsia. Plan same. Patient's anxiety sometimes is high. Her pain is better controlled with medications. She is still non-weight bearing. We'll continue to watch her closely. Next one is Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A. Last name is Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N. In brackets, date of birth, 1/8/1943. That same ROS, same O, same assessment and plan. Parkinson's disease, hypertension, osteoarthritis, dyspepsia, anxiety. Plan same. Advised patient to see neurologist as outpatient. As per her wish, otherwise she's doing okay. Encouraged her to do more activities. Next one is John. J-O-A-N, last name is Jager, J-A-E-G-E-R. In brackets, state of birth, 9/12/1952. That same ROS, same O, same assessment and plan. Hypertension, IDDM, anxiety, Alzheimer's dementia. Dyspepsia. Plan same. Patient is doing okay. She gets concerned about Humira injections for her arthritis. Sometimes she is forgetful. Otherwise, she's doing okay. Next one is next following ones are discharge summaries. On Mary, M-A-R-Y, last name is Nielsen, N-I-E-L-S-E-N, in brackets, date of birth, 4/11/1944, that same ROS, same O, same assessment and plan, hypertension, protein, calorie, malnutrition, failure to thrive, Alzheimer's dementia, plan, same, patient is being discharged to other facility tomorrow. Detailed discharge instruction were given to the patient and the nursing staff. She will have a different physician at her assisted living facility. Next one is Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E, last name is Felton, F-E-L-T-E-N, in brackets, date of birth, 7/29/1954. That same ROS, same O, same assessment plan, dyspepsia, hypertension, osteoarthritis, plan same. Patient is being discharged home today. She will follow up with her doctors as outpatient. Discharge instructions were given to the patient and the nursing staff. Next one is discharge summary on Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Last name is Buchanan, B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N. In brackets, date of birth, 1/6/1953. Same ROS, same O, same assessment plan. Anemia, rheumatoid arthritis, dyspepsia, CAD. plan. Same patient is being discharged home today. Detailed discharge instructions were given to the patient and the nursing staff. She will follow up with her doctors as outpatient. Next one is Matt, M-A-T. Last name is Weiss, W-E-I-S-S. In brackets, date of birth, 3/14/1961. Same, ROS, same, all same, assessment and plan. Hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, dyspepsia. Plan, same. Patient is being discharged home today. He will follow up with his doctors as outpatient. Detailed discharge instructions were given to the patient and the nursing staff. Next discharge summary is on Ann, A-N-N, last name is Fry, F-R-Y, in brackets, date of birth, 12/24/1960, same, ROS, same, all same, assessment plan, hyperlipidemia, comma, IDDM, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, anxiety, plan, same, patient will be discharged to her other facility tomorrow. She will have a different physician seeing her over there. Detailed discharge instructions were given to the patient and the nursing staff. End of dictation, we start sending SAINI.